Here's another one of 4CA's 85 defining moments.
With thanks to Harvey Norman Bedding, we're the largest showroom in FNQ and will beat any identical quote. 85 years and we've had some fantastic memories. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. Two morning/breakfast announcers, three of us all in the same room, basically. Michael J. Bailey and Aaron Stevens. Good morning.
Good morning, Murray Jones.
How good is it talking to Murray Jones? I don't know if I've ever told you this, MJB, but Murray Jones is the person who convinced me to get into radio.
No.
Yes, he's to blame.
I'm surprised you're still talking to me then.
Hang on a second, Aaron. Tell us about how you actually got involved with 4CA, because there was a big club that was launched.
Yeah, that's right. I'll never forget. I was actually working in Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga?
Wagga Wagga.
Wow.
And a lovely part of the world, Wagga Wagga, but it gets a bit cold during winter. So I was looking at my options, and I'll never forget the great Dan Bradley.
Oh, yes.
Radio legend who was running the network at the time. He put an ad in the Jocks Journal, which is where we look for radio jobs, and it said, exciting new opportunity in the network. And so I rung him up and said, what's it all about? And he said, are you interested? And I said, well, I don't know what it is. And he said, send me a tape. So I sent him off my gear. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I never gave it another thought. 2 weeks later, I'm walking through the offices at Wagga Wagga, and the manager says to me, oh, are you going to Cairns?
Wow.
And I said, oh, am I?
That would have been a great surprise, though. I mean, of all the places, all the gigs to get, Cairns is pretty good.
Well, I mean, this was, they called it the Coffee Club, and it was just a different radio program. You know, we did a bit of trivia, and we did some phone topics, and we just had a bit of fun during the morning, and the coffee was flowing, and it was a great time to be in Cairns. I mean, it was always a great time to be in Cairns, but just, it was wonderful. And the great thing was, at 9 o'clock, I came on after MJB every morning, so I got to talk to MJB.
You're a Mackay boy, Aaron. I used to work with Michael J. Bailey when I was a young little teenager back at 4SS at Nambour on the Sunshine Coast. And Dan Bradley, the guy that you were just talking about, Aaron, he worked at 4MK with me as well. So it's amazing how it's a very tight little circle, really.
Yeah, definitely. Especially Queensland radio. It was like that, wasn't it?
And, of course, the legendary John McKenzie, I worked with him in Gympie. Mm. And when he got a gig up there, I thought, gee, I'd love to go up there because he just keeps raving about Cairns, John McKenzie. And I was lucky enough, not once but three times, they left the door unlocked and I slid in.
I'll bet. But look, speaking of McKenzie, wasn't he behind the Gimp Festival in Gympie, or was it something else? Maybe it was the muster.
What about MJB when you ran for mayor?
Well, mate, that was a hoot, wasn't it? It was called the Donkey Party, and it was gathering steam.
You had those posters all around the studio and around town with the donkey ears.
Yes, I've got to tell
right.
you. Yes,
wow.
I've got to tell you, it was actually, snipped in the ears because all the local business people were petrified. I may actually be mayor.
You were worried you were going to become mayor.
Yeah, because I know they saw James Dean, who was manager there, and said, look, we're going to pull the advertising. Get rid of him.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, look, I'm just impressed that you guys are both still alive, because real characters, colourful characters, and I know for the audience, really familiar voices. So it's really nice to hear you guys again. But for 85 years, so, you know, we kind of touched on some of the memories, but it's been an amazing time. Just touch on some of the best things that you remember, particularly about your time on air. You know, you've talked about the Coffee Club, but there's got to be, a promo girl or something between the both of you.
Oh, are we allowed to tell those stories?
No, we can't. We can't. Look, you know, I loved Cyclones, and I think that was the best time to actually communicate with the wonderful crowd that 4CA gets involved in.
It was your fault. You nearly got me in big trouble, actually. One Cyclone, I can't remember which Cyclone it was, but you said to me, you were organising the roster, who to come in when, and you said to me, go home, have a sleep, come in about 7 o'clock. So I remember sending you a text saying, hey, still 7? You said, yeah, no, anytime, come on in. And so I've jumped in the car, driven in as the cyclone hit.
Oh, you're joking.
No, wind's going all over the place and I'm driving into the station. And you're saying, no, it's fine, come on in.
Look, I think one of the best lines I ever had when the cyclone was on, because, you know, we used to look over Abbott Street, I think it was called Abbott Street.
68.
And I said, oh, my God, there's a little puppy just flying by.
Oh, is that right?
And within 10 seconds, a wolf. woman phoned up and said, "Oh my God, was it white? Do they have a red collar?"
Oh no, you're joking.
Can I say, MJB, you just said the word or the words. The studios overlooking Abbott Street, yep. Sitting up there each morning, being able to look through the palm trees, look at what was going on down on the street. That was magic. Those studios were fantastic.
Yeah, they're gone now.
Yeah,
gone.
I'm really surprised you guys didn't talk about the pool and the backpackers up the back, but we're going to leave that alone.
I didn't want to say that.
Well, look,
you'd see, because it had that long corridor, and every now and again you'd see this rush of guys down to the back of the offices.
But hang on a second. Who was the announcer who actually jumped off the building into the pool?
I don't know.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
It was somebody.
Is that
look
right?
Look into it, Murray Jones. It
I'll
was one
find
of us.
Out.
Yes. That's a great story to tell.
It's been a great pleasure to talk to you guys, and I know for the audience hearing such familiar and of course, the voices that, you know, when you get up in the morning, you're out and about doing your things, to hear you guys giving everyone some company and, you know, part of enjoying the tropical colours of North Queensland. Guys, thanks for the memories, and I think I need to go and have a very stiff vodka now.
Murray Jones. Our pleasure.
Get on you guys. Aaron Stevens and Michael J. Bailey. Every